Hi, I'm Fred Van Lente, writer of Archer Armstrong, Generation Zero, and Weird Detective, and I killed a man to get into the Court of Nerds. Speak up, Rick Remender.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another scintillating episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that makes sure that you're doing okay. Are you? Are you okay? We just want to know. Tonight, we have a very special interview for you. They were recently announced as the new creative team on DC's Nightwing, one of the hottest books on shelves. They are Sam Humphries and Bernard Chang. We're big fans of their work. Sam, why don't you say hello to folks first, and then we'll say hello to Bernard.
What up, everybody? Hey, I gotta say, I was really touched that you wanted to know if I'm okay. The answer is I am okay. It's okay. Everything's all right.
Bernard, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm not doing so well. I've had the runs for the last week.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's sort of a nice day on the podcast.
Well, listen, folks may be familiar with Sam. We've had Sam on before. Bernard, this is your first time joining us. We're really happy to have you on. And Bernard, I'm going to go to you first. How excited were you when they told you you'll be drawing Dick Grayson and what I've been told is his phenomenal butt?
Not only just excited about the book, but also that, you know, I'd get the opportunity to work with Sam. So I've read some of Sam's stuff before in the past and kind of familiar with some of his stuff. And I thought he had a nice, unique kind of narrative I went through a lot of his stories. So Nightwing, super awesome, and especially Sam's, after reading Sam's treatment on how Bloodhaven is kind of turned into this casino haven, really excited about it.
Oh, you sweetheart. I paid him to say all that.
25 cents right there.
That's big money, man. That's big money where we come from.
I know. I don't get paid that for the stuff I write.
Well, you guys actually have both worked on Green Lantern. You've both been able to play in that sandbox before. Sam, we'll start with you. Have you guys reminisced at all over the Green Lantern universe?
Not even once. Not even for a second.
Just moving forward.
Yeah, actually, I kind of forgot that we overlapped in that way. Also, I don't think Bernard ever did Jessica Cruz or Simon Baz. And I only a tiny bit wrote Hal, John Stewart, Kyle, all that kind of stuff. So we've just been focusing on Dick Grayson and his luscious, voluptuous butt.
Sam, I love how quick you pick up on that. Bernard, you mentioned Casino Haven. Is there anything more you can tell me about that? And I guess how fun is it for you to be able to draw that kind of electric atmosphere?
I think we've kind of transformed Bloodhaven. It's always been kind of very gritty, one of the, you know, like a second or third city compared to the other, you know, Metropolis or Gotham. But we kind of glammed it up a little bit, but still kept it dirty. And I'm adding a lot of details in the background. There's names of hotels, casinos, fun things that I get to throw in. That's always been a favorite of mine, like all these little hidden Easter eggs.
Now, Bernard,
Bernard's done an amazing job with the design of the city. We were talking about it over lunch, and he hit upon Macau as a model for Bloodhaven. Just huge, incredible looking buildings, and you really start to see Bernard's design sense that he carried over from Disney theme parks. Some of these buildings look just incredible, and I mean he's right in that Bloodhaven really is a tale of two cities. There's, you know, quote unquote New Bloodhaven, which is all the rich people, it's all the casinos, it's all the steel and the glass and the limos and all that. Then there's Old Bloodhaven, and that's the wharves and the bricks and the people who haven't benefited from the incursion of casinos onto the town.
Very exciting. Bernard, you've been turning away a futuristic Gotham for the past 2 years with Batman Beyond. So how do you feel that experience will benefit your work with Dick Grayson and the current Bat universe?
I've always carried forward that the environments of the cities are like another character in the book. So it's not just Batman Robin, it's Batman Robin and Gotham. You know, so it's not just Nightwing, it's Nightwing and Bloodhaven. And so these cities and the environments all play into and feed into the character and the storyline and the threads that kind of weave throughout the arc.
Sam, I'm going to come back to you real quick here. There have been a...
I don't think so. I'm out.
No, you're out. You're done.
I just want to listen to Bernard. Bernard's doing great.
His voice, it's got this beautiful baritone to it. I'm really enamored with your voice, Bernard. I'm not going to lie to you for one second, my friend. But, Sam, if you can get back in, if you can participate...
All right. I'll rouse myself.
I appreciate it. I mean, what are you bringing to Nightwing that we haven't seen before? Because there have been a slew of great writers who have gotten their hands on this character. I'm really excited to see what it is you've got planned to do.
Gosh, I mean, you really kind of like hit the nail on the head. You kind of pointed right at the crux of this, which is that Dick Grayson is one of the greatest DC heroes of all time. And one of the major reasons for that is he has some fantastic runs by some amazing creators over the years, from, you know, the golden age of Dick Sprang up through like Marv Wolfman and George Perez and New Teen Titans and Scott Snyder, Black Mirror. I mean, come on, like there's just some incredible. There's no lack of amazing Dick Grayson stories out there, and so there's a couple things that I really want to focus on. One was Dick as a character. Two was Bloodhaven as his home. He's one of the greatest DCU characters of all time. He's one of the greatest DCU cities of all time. And three was a new bad guy. We are introducing a brand new villain, a brand new adversary for Dick. It's called the Judge. And I don't think we've spoken about the Judge before this podcast right here, right now. So this is an exclusive reveal. And the Judge is a character who has actually been in, we see in flashbacks that Dick has encountered the Judge before. He's encountered him as Robin. He's encountered him as a Dick Grayson college student at Hudson University. So when the Judge comes back in this story, it hits Dick real hard because this is a character, this is a bad guy, a villain, a murderous villain, a bloody villain that Dick has failed to stop, not once, but twice. Now that he's back a third time, Dick is not going to stop at anything to take this guy down.
Bernard, how fun was it for you to design a brand new villain? And by the way, Sam, thanks for dropping that on our podcast. I owe you one, buddy.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, even the main villain, the Judge, was a lot of fun. I mean, you can see Sam already has a lot of visual. You know, I think he could start drawing this book. So he has his scripts are very, very well filled with a lot of reference links, things that, you know, already what I can get into his head without much effort. Also, the secondary characters are amazing. And that kind of support and fill around this universe or this arc. So you have the main villain, but the secondary guys are even more fun to draw for me because they all have, like, their own individual characteristics, flavor, mannerisms. You get to do a lot of acting with the characters, you know, how they're kind of slumped over or standing or talking to each other. Those are all the nuances of storytelling that, for me, make drawing comics fun and make reading comics fun.
Yeah, we got some really crazy supporting characters coming into the book, and we hit you with them right off the bat in issue 35 coming in December. And Bernard's character designs have been fantastic. He keeps sending them in an email. I keep printing them out and putting them up on my wall. They look beautiful.
Do you plan on inking Nightwing, or will you be relinquishing those duties because of the bi-monthly schedule?
I'm inking the books. There's also going to be two issues that are going to be drawn by
that's correct.
Artist.
We can only say one of them.
Oh.
The one that's been announced is that we have none other but living legend Klaus Janson coming on the book.
What?
To give Bernard a break for an issue. Yes. Klaus Janson, Daredevil, Dark Knight Returns, Klaus Janson. The guy is absolutely just a master. And the issue that he's doing, a lot of it takes place in the past when Dick was Robin. And we see Batman and Robin's first time visiting Bloodhaven from Gotham. So it's Dick Grayson's first time in Bloodhaven, which is really cool. And we see his first encounter with the Judge, which is really pivotal for the story that's going on through the book. But it's amazing to have Klaus on the book, and then we have Bernard back again.
I'm really already loving the camaraderie between the two of you. How often are you guys communicating about this book? Because it sounds like you're in pretty constant back and forth about what your Nightwing is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that was like one of the most exciting things for me starting on this book was I knew that Bernard had a great writer-artist relationship with Dan Jurgens, and they worked real close together, and I saw some of Dan's scripts, and they were plot first, leaves a lot of leeway for the artist, and that's the most fun for me. And we both live in Los Angeles. Like, we're literally one subway ride apart from each other, so we're able to get together, we're able to text, we're able to chat on the phone, we're able to, you know, banter on podcasts with each other.
Yeah, there is a subway in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
All I ever hear about is the traffic. You guys have a subway?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Red Line, baby. That's where it's at.
That's
what's up. Before we first started, you know, Sam and I got together and we had lunch. It's always great to be able to interact. I mean, I've always felt working in comics, it's like a team effort. And the more rapport you can build with the other members, you know, the colorist in the book is Marcello Maiolo. And Marcello and I have worked together for 4 or 5 years, maybe at least, if not more, through Batman Beyond, through Green Lantern Corps, and Demon Knights. So we've developed kind of like a back and forth where I know exactly kind of what he's going to do and allow him to have his freedom to kind of go off on his own. And also just with being able to text and communicate, even though because Marcello now he lives a little further away. He lives in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Wow.
So we're only able to get together maybe once every couple of years when it comes to when we meet at a show somewhere.
Man, I've got to say this. I love making sure to give your colorist some love and a shout out because I have to say this. I think it's just been in recent years and I'll go to Sam and then Bernard in that order. Are you guys loving the fact that comic book fans are starting to learn the names of their favorite colorists and colorists are finally getting the respect they deserve?
Oh my God, absolutely. And you'll see when these first preview pages come out that Marcello absolutely deserves way more than a shout out. He's bringing so much to this book and he's having, like, you can tell that he's having a blast and he's just cutting loose and really getting into the vibe of Bloodhaven being the city of neon canyons. It's really great stuff. And I think it's high time that colors get their equal deserves, but I don't think they've quite gotten what they deserve yet. So I'm looking forward to more. But, you know, I mean, growing up, I, as a kid, remember the names of some of my favorite colors from back then, like Glenys Wien, a.k.a. Glenys Oliver on X-Men. I could tell when she was doing a book before I even read the credits. So, you know, it may be a hot topic these days, but it's something that people have been noticing for a while and hope they continue to do so.
Yeah. I mean, we're all a team. So each person contributes. Mm-hmm. And the better we all work together and gel, the better the book is going to be. And so, you know, Marcello has a great eye for color. I'm not very good with color, but he has a lot of beats where he, you know, emphasizes certain palettes. So this is a lot of fun.
Cool. Listen, we got to wrap things up with you, but I'd be remiss, given the news that broke this morning, to not ask you guys about your new teammate at DC Comics in Brian Bendis. I mean, I know he's not writing Nightwing, but are you guys excited to have a guy of Brian's talent on your team now?
I think he's drawing Nightwing, right?
Is he coming?
And yes, to answer your question, he's doing the inks too.
Oh, he's inking. Wow.
No, it's... hell yeah, I'm excited. It's amazing. I mean, Brian is a good friend. We worked together for many years at Marvel, so I've enjoyed his work on the page. I've enjoyed his work behind the scenes, and I think this is going to be a fantastic development in the history of DC Comics.
Yeah, I think, I remember back to when I was heavily collecting comics as a teenager. You know, you'd lay the book down on the bed, carefully flip one page to the next to read the stories, and how exciting it was to just kind of find new artists or new writers that work on your favorite books. So this is something I think will be very exciting. We'll see how. I mean, I hear he has some lettering skills, so maybe he can letter Nightwing.
Ooh, I would love to see him lettering Nightwing.
I think we'd all like to see that.
Actually, I've read his scripts, and he has way too many typos. He can't do it.
Well, listen, these guys are the new creative team for Nightwing. Get it. It's going to be on stands in December. Bernard's drawing it. It's going to be beautiful. Sam's writing it. It's going to be brilliant. And you already love Nightwing. Go and pick this book up. If it's not on your pull list, go to your local shop and add it today. Sam, Bernard, we can't thank you guys enough for the time.
Yo, thank you so much for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hey guys, it's Drew. Tom and Chi Granville is back with some impressive meal deals. Here's what you can look forward to if you stop by and get cheesy. If you're always searching for the kids' menu, look no further than Tom and Chi, where kids under 12 eat free from 4 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday. Or enjoy half-off grilled cheese donuts every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app, pop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Tom and Chi is also proud to support Chia. I think that's how I say it. A locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville near Cabela's.